Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And continuing on this same point, listen, I have no doubt of your capabilities at the technical side of this and the expertise both on the aviation and the space side. It's a question, I think, of a long-term challenge of different administrations to deliver on this goal and how each administration and each Congress does or doesn't support it. So I view your job as like wrangling the powers that be to support the mission and understand what it's going to take to support the mission. So like Senator Cruz, I want to understand a little bit more about your commitments. The most recent economic impact report highlighted that in fiscal year 2023, NASA projects to generate more than $75 billion in economic output. And the National Academy studies chaired by Norm Augustine found that NASA's budget is often incompatible with the scope, complexity, and difficulty of its mission work. That means that we end up shortchanging it to certain degrees. So I want to make sure I understand what your commitment is, because there's been so much in the press. Do you commit not to closing any of the NASA's 10 centers or divesting from critical infrastructure without the expressed authorization of Congress?
Senator, you absolutely have my commitment to work alongside Congress. I think NASA is going to require the best and brightest from across the nation and all of our critical infrastructure in order to achieve its mission to do the near impossible for all humankind.
Do you see any reason to close these 10 centers?
Senator, I there's only so much that I can be briefed on in advance of this opportunity. I fully expect to roll up my sleeves and determine, you know, where all of our best resources are so we can get back to achieving the mission as quickly as possible.
The 2024 National Academies report noted that the use of service and firm fixed price contracts at early stage of technology development can jeopardize mission success and degrade NASA's own in-house technical capabilities. What are your thoughts about these fixed-term contracts?
Senator, is
some that statement? I guess, do you agree with that statement? They could be dilatorious. I'm just asking if you agree with that.
Well, I take two things away from that, Senator. First, I mean, having run a defense aerospace company for more than a decade, and generally I am a fan of fixed firm price contracts and being held accountable to what we bid. In terms of the difference between NASA's in-house expertise and what commercial industry is able to provide, I believe NASA should be working on, again, per my prepared remarks, on the near impossible, what no one else is capable of doing. And when they figure it out, commercial industry takes over and brings the rest of the world to follow.
You might be one heck of a entrepreneur in relation to science. You said you're not a scientist. But that won't matter if we make very bad decisions based on somebody's arbitrary budget analysis instead of what is our long-term mission. So that's what we're trying to get out of you. How do you think we're going to accomplish this so that we have a more, listen, the more we can explain this to everybody, I guarantee you the more my colleagues will support it in a budget. The more it gets slashed and burned by different approaches, by DOGE, the more harmful it can become to people, undermining the support for the mission overall. So you have a big challenge here. It's to move us forward at a critical moment. Where are you? So do you believe that we should have a reduction in workforce or the science budget, some of the things that I mentioned in my opening statement?
Senator, I read what's on NASA Watch and in the news like everybody else. If I'm confirmed, I am eager to understand all of the considerations, the discussions being made about a reorganization. I believe that we are going to need the best and brightest to do the near impossible, and we should be concentrating all of our resources on the most critical objectives that I kind of outlined in my opening remarks, ma'am.
Do you support the continued Artemis mission with the Space Launch System?
Senator, I believe that is currently the plan. I'd like nothing more than to see this Artemis II crew get around the moon, and then they're back at home watching their friends walk on the moon. I think the real question is again, why has it taken so long? Why does it cost so much money?
But in the issue of are we going to commit to this, I think this and the lander redundancy are kind of like, people see that as a, we're going to the moon and we're going to get this done, not this discussion of like, we're going to skip these things, shortchange this, and then we're going to focus on Mars in a different route. That's what I'm trying to get from you. Whether when you get there, I get that you're saying it's the current plan. I'm asking as a nominee to run this organization, do you have a different view of that, that you think right now there is a different way to do this?
Well, ma'am, I can tell you not just as a nominee, but as a space enthusiast who wants my daughters to see American astronauts walking on the moon. It was the left-hand side of that poster that I'm fully, fully supportive of. I'd like nothing more than to see Artemis II get around the moon and, again, see Americans walking on the moon. And again, I don't think these are either or. I mean, NASA is an extraordinary agency that can do the near impossible. We can chart a course for Mars in line with the president's vision to return to the moon before the Chinese can get there, to figure out the space economy and do the other things, okay, ma'am.
There's a lot here. So the HICAM program on thermoplastic composites, do you support that program at NASA?
I think NASA has the best, brightest, most talented engineers and scientists, and we should be working on cutting-edge technology.
Okay, I will want for the record whether you support that. In you know, clarity, not just like, hey, I like cutting edge technology. These are really big decisions that lots of us have already weighed in on, and we just want to know whether they're going to get slashed someday because the president wakes up and says he doesn't want to do it, and whether you're going to say yes, yeah, go ahead. So this it will take all of us working together. Ms. Trustee, I don't want you to keep going ignored through the conversation. My time has expired. I will want to come back to you on the MVD, the broadcasters getting more ability in the marketplace, particularly as I mentioned earlier. You want a vibrant news competition, particularly when it comes to local journalism, reopening that case at the FCC. But I will take that for coming back on a second round. And I love that Senator Wicker thinks that you play chess instead of checkers, because we need a lot more chess playing at the FCC. Thank you.